That's according to a study released Thursday by the Haas Institute for a Fair and Inclusive Society at the University of California at Berkeley. The study looked at the uneven housing recovery nationwide. It used data from real estate research firm Zillow.com. Newark, New Jersey had the second highest number at 54%. Bridgeport ranked 10th with 42%. In Fairfield County, nearly a fifth of all mortgaged homes are underwater. State Representative William Tong of Stamford is on the legislature's Banks Committee. He says lawmakers have been focused on helping homeowners through the crisis.
In the legislature, we just passed another bill in the last few days to provide for an optional method of foreclosure known as the foreclosure by market sale, where the bank and the homeowner can put a house on the market instead of proceeding to a full-blown foreclosure.
Lawmakers also recently extended the state's foreclosure mediation program to 2016, which he says has helped more than 10,000 people. One of the study's recommendations is that local governments use eminent domain to seize underwater properties to convert them to lower rates. Tong says that hasn't been considered in Connecticut, but lawmakers are reviewing all ideas. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.